We get a copy.
The recorder's on.
Will you lead us in the pledge when we get ready to start?
I'll get the other guy real quick.
All right.
It is.
Place is packed.
Yeah.
Three PM.
That's for it.
May 24th, 2022.
I bought two new trailer tires today for a trailer. Little tires. You know how much those things are nowadays? $150 a piece.
Yeah.
Wait, you still hear me, Steve?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Hey, Roger. Sorry, excuse me.
Thought it was going to be over there. May 24th at 3 o'clock, I will call this meeting, special meeting to order of the Franklin Township Trustees. Let us open with a word of prayer.
We'll just give it 2 seconds, let that come in, please. Okay, now, it's a word of prayer.
Father God, we thank you, Lord, for this day. We ask you, Lord, to be in the midst of our conversation and guide us in this township meeting, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Francis, will you lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let me get these
council's breaks.
Great.
Big difference?
Nice day coming up to the intersection.
Yes.
Yes.
All right, you want to take care of this first?
Do you want to do the resolution real quick?
Yeah, let's do the resolution real quick.
So we need to do a roll call?
Yeah, yes. Go ahead.
All right, Jim?
Yeah.
Ralph?
Yeah.
John?
I'm right here,
thank
yes.
You.
Can I help you?
Hey, roll call.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, thank you.
You want to read the resolution?
Sure. The first resolution is Resolution 2022-064, authorizing the road department to purchase a new commercial mower. The Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, met in person in a special meeting at 3 p.m. on Thursday, May 24, 2022, and the following trustees were present. Can we get a motion to approve?
I would make a motion to approve with one correction. Instead of Thursday, make that Tuesday.
Yes, sir.
The other thing is also, would we not make this a resolution since there's an expense instead of a motion?
Yeah. I'll make a resolution as written with the exception of the Tuesday instead of being Thursday.
Yeah. Made.
And Mr. Chairman, if I can make a comment on this, please.
Sure.
The price in which Hilliard Lawn and Garden, I'm just shocked at what they're getting for the price that they're getting. I know mowers, and I was just surprised at the price that they got, because they're going to end up coming probably under when it's all said and done that price. And normally, this price is usually a little bit more than that. So they did treat us really nice on this.
Yeah, so. I believe so, and it's a do not not to exceed. So,
right. But I was just saying, I just want to make a comment that Mr. Stevens did a great job in trying to keep that price lower than what we expected it to be. So, with that being said, sir, I guess someone, Mr.
Maybe
Horn,
second.
Well,
second it?
I'm going to let Mr. Horn second it and then come this way. If not, I will second it, but it's up to.
Do we have somebody?
I made it, yeah.
Ralph, do you second that?
Yeah.
Sorry, all right, on this one, Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
John?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, on to the business.
Do you want to sign one and want me to sign it and send it that
they
way?
Got it correct.
Hey, gentlemen, there should also be a PO there. Steve, do you have that from yesterday?
I do.
Okay. There should be a PO there as well, and then that number needs to get to Jim Stevens ASAP, because that quote was only good for 7 days. So
we'll make sure. I think he has it already, Nick.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, we'll find that. All right, to the business at hand. We're here for you. What would you like to hear from us? Actually, how's your knee?
It's all right.
Is it? You sure?
Yes, sir.
All right.
I thought, oh no, when I saw that, I'm thinking, not another one.
I haven't seen you for a while.
Yes, sir.
I didn't even recognize Holly because I usually see her in her uniform. So, floor's yours, gentlemen. So the basis, and ladies.
The basis of why we, you know, requested this is, you know, basically finding out what is going on with our jobs, with layoffs. I mean, it's been, you know, almost, you know, close to a month now, and we haven't been told pretty much anything. We're just kind of concerned about, you know, what the plan is moving forward. You know, how many people, if the levy does not pass in November, what's going to be the plan as far as how many of us are going to stay, how many layoffs, you know, what's happening with the part-time situation.
The plan is to take the levy back, of course, in November. Nick, can you answer if the levy doesn't pass, of how many officers will have to lay off?
Well, the key with there is, and hopefully everybody can hear me okay, and I apologize I can't be there, but
can you guys
just understand, I had this conversation with Chief Smith and Lieutenant Ratliff today, along with Jeff Wilczek, and looking over all the appropriations and whatnot, and I stand firm by what I said last Thursday about the end of October, again, projecting with officers leaving and the projected cash outs and et cetera, and what's going to be needed to cover expenses for the end of the year going into next year. I stand firm as of right now that the end of October would be the time. And again, that's just a projection. It's hard to say. I don't know how many officers are going to be leaving. I don't know, you know, what's going to be happening. But all I know is that I'm standing firm at the end of October is where the cutoff date would be, meaning that based on the contract, the way I understand it, with the three-month notice, sometime in July, the layoff notices would have to go out. So my stance on that has not changed, and I don't foresee that changing at this particular point in time.
But how many layoff notices?
So going into next year, we are looking at either a chief plus three officers or a chief and lieutenant plus two officers. So if that means, obviously that means all the part-timers would have to go, and then from my understanding, it's laying off from the bottom up. So I don't have the list of seniority right in front of me in terms of who would be staying at that particular point in time. I guess I could have asked Chief Smith or Lieutenant Ratliff for that today, so I apologize if I needed to have that. But you have an overall staff of, what is it, 10 full-time and 3 part-time right now? Is that correct?
So with the... Let me get this straight, because I make sure I understand it. We're going to have to go down to a chief and three officers, or a chief, a lieutenant, and two officers.
That's correct, and that's going to be up to the board. That's going to be up to the board, and I talked to Chief Smith about this today. He said that they would not be able to have any part-time once the layoffs have commenced.
No, part-time will have to leave. Part-time will have to leave. I would like to see them probably leave immediately, but there's discussions. I'd like to see them leave at the end of their next pay period, just to help continue to save money and to continue to keep full-timers employed longer, even if it's 2 weeks longer, or a month longer, if we can keep one officer on the streets or in a job. It's something we have to explore.
Yeah, and to kind of add on to that, so as I look at the appropriation status, which I sent that over to Chief Smith this morning, and I also sent each of the board members and even Steve a copy of that this morning as well, not including what is to be paid yet this pay period. You know, there's still about $44,000 left in the part-time line item. However, some of that is going to have to be moved over to potentially the shift differential line, depending on what happens with that, and then cash outs. That's again another question. And then it's I don't know when officers may be leaving, but that kind of money sitting right there, while we're averaging about $33,000-ish per pay period. So with that, in terms of salaries and et cetera, so with that said, that money's going to need to be made available for the potential of additional overtime, the potential for shift differentials, potential for other cash outs and et cetera, just kind of based on, you know, how things may unfold. Some of this is kind of unpredictable because at this very moment, I don't have a number as to who's leaving or who's not leaving, what time of the year are we looking at? So, so some of this is just kind of in flux until we know exactly what's going on, and what times and et cetera. But, that would be what I would feel comfortable with, because depending on what happens with layoffs, we may be responsible for paying unemployment to some of these guys. So some of that gets factored into the budget for next year, which I'll already be working on here as soon as I have the available time to do so.
Okay. And I apologize to you guys. You should have got communications. That we are working on bettering the communications between here and your department, and your department down to you folks. It's I won't hold back. It's pathetic right now. The communications is pathetic, and it's something that Steve and I have spoken about several times, and I do apologize. I shouldn't be having to ask us a meeting to have this information given to you.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I think some of that falls on us because...
I said us.
Okay. I didn't want to say any particular person, because basically we're the ones that would be saying when we're going to do this. And
but they should be getting some communication.
Sure.
Yes, Rod. Your next point, Roger. Did that answer any of your questions?
Oh, yeah. That answered several of the questions and my concerns. The other thing is, we have 8 members right now, and 8 FOP members right now between the officers that are left, and 5 out of the 8 support eliminating the part-time sooner than later. Preferably, I agree with Mr. Dunn that it should be done, and
that
5 out of the 8 agree that it should be the next pay period, because we feel that we made all these threats and promises to the residents that we were going to lay off, for the past 3 elections. We haven't done it. That money could, like both of you said, that money could be spent, on making sure a guy, even if it's one officer, gets to keep his job for a week. That's still a week is less than he has to worry about putting food on his family table. Right now it just doesn't seem like a good idea to have a part-time program, spending money on a part-time program. We got layoffs.
I would agree wholeheartedly with you.
Can't work two ways.
Chairman, I do have
as far as how is that going to affect your department with the part-timers being gone?
Well, with the consolidation of first and second and third shift, we'll be fine without the part-time program.
Okay.
I mean, at some point, there will have to be layoffs, but the board has to decide when it's most appropriate.
And doing away with them now would further push that maybe a week, maybe a month down the road. But Mr. Mazur.
No, I just wanted to share with you, Chairman, that we do have a letter of endorsement that Roger was talking about from the union members pertaining to the part-time and eliminating the part-time positions.
Be nice to have the media to know that what we're, people in Franklin Township would know that we're losing these individuals. How many part-timers is there total?
3.
That's what I thought.
Well, we can do a press release to them and we can do a press release to the media, and I agree that the media needs to be involved to know, but. I keep hearing that and think someone when you guys are saying something. I don't know how you guys do that. I think I've told you, Kevin, I don't know how you guys listen to your radios, because I can't understand
so,
what you're saying.
With Mr. Chairman, with what was brought before the board, I'd like to make a motion that we entertain that the next pay period that we send out the layoff notices.
Layoff notices, or?
Well, we actually, we would actually lay them off at that point.
The part-timers.
Correct. I mean, in as far as, from what I'm hearing from.
You say that was a motion?
Well, yeah, would we need a,
yeah, we'd need a motion, yeah.
But it wouldn't be a resolution.
No, it'd be a motion.
Right, so I'm making a motion that we, based upon what we've heard from the body of the police department, that we follow their recommendations as set forth.
I will second that.
Okay, so that's gonna be effective then Tuesday, June 7th.
Hold up on that.
Hang on a second.
Did I miss something?
No, so I'm one of the ones that didn't sign that letter because I disagree with the whole process on the way we're doing it. I have a different mindset on how I think a levy might actually pass.
Well, I wanna hear it. I wanna hear it.
And being laid off the last time. We do threaten. The board threatens to lay people off. We bring it up all the time when we're talking to people about cutting services. In my opinion, the bottom line from what I see in talking to residents and listening to all the complaints is the residents already feel that they're not getting enough services for the money that they're already paying. So trying to get a levy passed by cutting more services and doing less is counterproductive in my opinion. And we've already funded, the levy was supposed to have already funded all the way through the end of this year. So making all these changes early, again, making threats to the community and to the residents that we're cutting more services early isn't gonna get one to pass any sooner in November than will by running out to as far as we can with the process.
So what would you propose? And I'm glad I saw the look in your face, because if someone doesn't speak up, you know, we definitely need to hear everything.
Right.
And which officer is that?
Sergeant Moore.
Who?
Sergeant Moore.
Oh, Moore. Okay, got it. Thank you.
Yeah, so to me, again, we're a service. We're providing a service to the community. If they're not feeling that they're not getting what they're already paying for, then we as our department need to improve that.
Money, if the money's not there, how are you going to do that?
The money is still there.
No.
At least till October.
You've got a good point.
Still, I mean, we're going to still have to give out notices come, 90 days before October.
The levy ends at the end of December.
Right. But he's got a very good point. I see exactly what the sergeant is saying.
In December, regardless.
Right.
Layoffs are going to happen regardless.
Here's the tune that we're sending to the public. You voted no, so boom, right away we let the part-timers go.
We've done that for the last two levies that we put on.
Right.
5 years ago, we did it every time, and it took laying off again for us being laid off for 6 months.
So every time you go to fight Mike Tyson, if you fight right-handed, you're going to lose every time. If you decide to listen and try to learn left-handed, it's a completely different fight.
Potentially, yes.
So what we're coming up against now is a very valid point. If we show that we stretch this money, because essentially, I see exactly what you're saying. It's like we're punishing the people for not passing the levy, and the people are trying to tell us that, hey, we're not passing this levy because we're getting less for our services and the money. So if we can run it as long as we can, and then we have to lay off, obviously then we can say, listen, there is no more money. But if we do it right now, and this is only the fifth month, what happened to the other, you know?
I'm good with that, because if it keeps full-time employees on the streets one more week.
Well, if that's the case, then we need to do away with the lieutenant's position immediately. Because that's an at-will position who got a 42% pay raise 3 years ago.
That is not off, that's not off the table.
I'm just saying, he's a non-bargaining member.
But when you
I agree. That option is not off the table.
So when you look at this, and Ralph, and think of it this way too, when you tell the public, well, you didn't pay for the levy, we're going to let three people go immediately in hopes to stretch 1 week, to me as a resident, and I've got a video that I wanted to show you guys eventually on my street at 10 o'clock at night, someone beating on Susie Watt's door, wanting in, and she has Ring. And then people like that hear that we laid three people off immediately because it didn't fail. My first question is going to be, if I'm not a trustee, is what did you do with the money? Granted that the fuel prices went up and et cetera, I honestly agree with Sergeant Moore that we should take this as far as we can with the officers we got. Obviously, we're going into summer, and give the most that we can give, the most that we can give the residents. If it makes 1 week difference versus the whole summer of having adequate police protection in our township, I think we owe the public the adequate protection that we can. And people see that we are doing everything we can to make this money last. If we are not good stewards with the money, they're not going to be able to.
I disagree with the shift change that takes effect tomorrow too.
So, go ahead, sir.
I agree with Sergeant Moore for the most part. What I don't agree with is the fact that, number one, we are union.
Correct.
Part-time program, taking away, you know, like I said, and like these gentlemen said, you know, taking away money from full-time members, even for 1 day,
yeah,
isn't acceptable. Right. Yeah. Number two, when we have one part-time guy that doesn't work the street, so what's the point of
have somebody part-time and don't work street, chief?
Jeff Ransom.
Oh, well, okay, I got you. So the work that he does.
It's nothing against anybody, any personal individuals, anything like that. It just you know, it's, you know, dollars and cents.
Jeff Francis does just as much he did when he was here as a full-time officer.
As he does.
That he does as a part-time officer, with half the pay and half the hours.
Right, and he's doing hand on all the court things and things of that nature, which leaves officers on the street. So I know we're going to get to a point where there's going to be positives on each side. And what I'm trying to look at, I like to support the union, but then again, I have to support what is best for the residents of Franklin Township. Unfortunately, we have to make the tough decisions when it comes down to it. And one of the biggest things that I am looking at, by all means, if we can show the public that we stretched every nickel and penny as far as we could make it go in order to keep officers on the street, especially as we see what's coming, as summer's coming. So rather than lay them off exactly right now, and we take it, what, 3 more months to see, what is this, May, getting ready, June, July, August, September? When did we say we could make it to with the part-timers?
For if we're running out of money in October, you would have to give us our layoff notices, the members' layoff notices in July.
Right.
Which means you would have to
lay them off in July.
Yeah.
So rather than lay off, and I can do that, but to lay the part-timers off now and take away protection from May, June, July, 3 more months, I would love to have...
That would be a month and a half.
Okay, a month and a week. A month and a week. But a month and a week more protection out there, and backup for you guys as well.
They've already casted their opinion, the majority of the members have. We have a motion on the floor. Nick, will you please call for a vote?
I'm recalling my motion. If you want to make it again, I understand.
I'll make the motion. John just rescinded his motion. I'll make the motion to lay off the part-timers immediately.
Well, immediately, as in today's their last day.
No, as in the end of the pay period.
So the end of the next pay period.
The end of next pay period.
End of next pay period. Okay, so that's going to be Tuesday, June 7th,
yeah,
will be the part-timer's last day.
Yeah.
And those officers, for the record, are Officer Francis, Officer Jackson, and Officer Kidwell.
Yes.
June 7th?
Yeah.
Yes, next 2 weeks from now.
So that
we owe that to...
You know, it's fine. I mean, I understand what you're saying, but I was glad that the sergeant spoke up, because it's a fine line what we sit up here and do. I can't get upset about it.
Oh, no.
But
it's a hard job for us to make any decision, right, to lay anybody,
right,
off.
But, and I'm just trying, you know, to look at a situation. Sergeant Moore had a very, I mean, I've been here a long time through some of these, like you said, that why did the public not want to give it? And we've heard it in here from a resident saying, I didn't get my money's worth. So I understand, and, you know, I understand if you make that motion, but the one thing that, if we agree to disagree here, but we still got to work together to get this passed.
Yeah, so absolutely. I will entertain a second for the layoff.
Well, I'll go ahead and second that. My feeling is this, you know, it's a bargaining unit, and you know, you folks are a member of the unit, and I think it really takes away from, you know, the real upstanding of the unit itself, you know, the union itself, and this, that, and the other. And it just doesn't make good sense to bring in part-time help. Matter of fact,
we've been very lucky for them to allow us to have part-time officers.
We've been very, very lucky. So yep. We've rode it a long way, and it's worked out pretty good.
We've been very fortunate.
But the way it stands now, I'd say, yeah. What money we've got left in the coffers for the department. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Okay, so. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, it belongs to the union members.
Yeah. And trust me, this board don't sit up here and lay people off. And
one thing.
Once you have you guys in fear of your jobs, because this is, honestly, this is the toughest thing. That I'm 54 years old, and most of you have talked to me privately before I become a trustee, and you know where I stand with the police department and how I support you. And to lay one part-timer off is not an easy thing, but I've got to look out for the greater good of the full-timers that you guys have allowed us to, graciously allowed us to have part-time to help out. And
we've gotten a lot of people from part-time to full-time.
Yeah.
Now the local has been really good to work with.
Yeah, I think it's a fair thing to do.
I have a poker face. I can't read what you're thinking. Would you like to say anything? You don't have to.
No.
Okay.
I'm here.
Okay. No worries.
I'll chime in if I want.
Okay. I just thought I'd give you.
Nick, can you give us a roll call vote on this motion?
Yes, and just for the record, Leeser made the motion and Horn seconded the motion. Roll call, Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
John?
No, just I want to state, just for the purpose of trying to keep as many officers on the street, and I realize this is a very difficult decision, but we will still all work together to get everyone back.
Well, I guess there's no conditions we can make at all, really, but one thing that I'd like to ask for officers and everybody, if we could kind of come together, it's probably not even a fair thing to ask you, but anyone that we can work with, residents or anything, anybody you know that you can influence to try to uphold or get this next levy passed. I know we've had some pretty good support from some of the guys. Todd, he knows a scat of people, you as well. You all do. So if we could do a little team thing as much as we can. It really bothers me to see us have to do this. We've had in the last five, six years, one of the best police departments around, really. And then things all of a sudden, we're just, we've got various things that's happened. You think I want to lose Jeff? Absolutely not. You know, he's a huge benefit to all of your concern. And, you know, he's one of the guys that's been around forever. And when you have to, you know, when you need something, he's got knowledge, got there. Not to say that you guys don't, but if a guy's been on the job for 30-some years, he's going to know a lot more than the younger folks, you know. But I think if we just all pitch in together, and I know on the last, and it was nasty and dirty, the weather was, and I know if I could get out and do what I could, literally been laid up for 30 days in the hospital and still wasn't very well and everything, as far as I'm concerned, it was just for the benefit of all concerned. And I want you guys to have the best you can. And you know that since you've been here, there hasn't been anything really that our department has asked for that we haven't tried to supply. So we were pretty generous with our money. What we had on the last contract, I don't think you've ever seen as good a contract. We may have overspent a little bit on the contract, to be honest with you. If we run out of money, you know.
It's not a contract that ran us out of money. It was other things that ran us out of money.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If we're being frank and honest.
Yeah. But, you know, it
was. Those things are being looked at, like I said.
Yeah, I think, you know, all of you, Todd, or all of you have to agree that we did try to do the best we could. And, you know, from the standpoint of how much raise. In fact, when the FOP come in and said, we're done, guys. You know, they had nothing to disagree with or anything else. And they knew that it was the best paycheck that you guys had. So just bear those things in mind and try to do the best you can. I'd like to see you have a solid forever department here, really. And honestly, I've had huge amounts of good compliments about the work you guys do. And I thank you for that. And I don't think there's any guys that just give anybody a hard time or anything about things that have been asked of you and things of that nature. And I don't think anybody's really been mistreated, or I think we've had a pretty good working relationship. I hate to see any of you go, really. But that's about all I guess I've got to say on it. But I think we're going to have to really work hard and make a difference. And I'll tell you, just for your information, on that last, the last one, we did come pretty close to passing that darn thing.
48 votes.
Mm-hmm.
And the only reason we came that close was because a part-time officer
put
months of effort into it.
Yeah.
And tried things that were never done before. We've learned so much. The first time I've ever seen not just sending out information, but pulling the information every day on early voters and actually stopping by. And if I remember right, we won the early votes by 20 votes. So that was pretty significant.
And he did an excellent job. And I truly hope that our chief took notice of it and took notes on how he did it so that he can work just as hard getting this levy passed.
And I hope all parties want to, whether you're part-time or full-time, that we all work together on the levy coming in November. And we've learned a lot of what works, what don't work, what hearing from the public. Nicole, is she on the phone?
Anyhow.
Nicole?
Yeah?
Have we had very many from the survey? I'm just kind of curious, you know, whoever, I don't know who. Or
one of them you don't even want to read. It has nothing to do with anything at hand.
Yeah, so, you know, we made it so simple that rather than guide them what they want to say, that it's just open format that they could say what they wanted.
Yeah, half of the responses related to issues not related to
the
department, though.
Yeah.
Okay, so I wanted to see, you know, without putting any kind of suggested why it didn't fail, what their issues were. And do we know if they're residents? We don't. But I never have seen them all. I've seen a few. But working together on this to be able to get this through, you know, I worked with the chief the last time when we were down to, what, three officers? Was that 8 years ago?
Yeah, 5 years ago, I think four, six.
4 years ago. And then I know that we can get this through. And then once we do, it's a permanent levy, then it makes security for people that want to work here that we don't go through this every 5 years. The stress level of not being able to know if you got what your future is very difficult.
Okay. And there's a lot of things that, since this last levy passed 5 years ago, 6 years ago, whatever it was now, that I'm not going to point the fingers, but this board did not work on and get done, did not deliver on. One is the JED. I think that was a missed item by this board, and that was one of the things that I said when I was running for office, is that I was going to put a big effort in getting the JED passed. That's permanent funding.
Right.
And Steve can testify to this. There's not a week that goes by that him and I are not talking and working with businesses, because that's a top priority, is we got to get permanent funding for you guys. And but there's unfortunately the ball was dropped, and it wasn't dropped by you guys, and unfortunately ultimately you're the ones that have to feel the consequences of it. It's not easy. It sucks, to be honest. Roger, I think we've talked. I'm a blunt person. It really sucks. And Todd, I heard you. And when I said it's not off the table, it's not. It has been discussed. And I think we need to examine, when I made the statement about communications, you know, both ways, that position was part of that discussion. And I won't hide from the fact that I'm one that don't believe at this point in time that we need a lieutenant's position. Because I don't believe there's enough to justify it. And it would keep more officers, like we all want to do, is on the streets. But there's some things that we need to work through on our end in order to get to that point. I heard you, and I think I applaud you, because I think there's more of that that's going along around in this department that's willing to stand up and say so. I applaud you for having the intestinal.
I could talk for the next hour if you wanted me to, but I'm trying to.
No, I always here if you want to talk. But
like I said earlier, I disagree with the schedule change. Again, we're doing away with the third shift for, and not laying anybody off and not changing any of our manpower for no reason, in my opinion. Now, we were laying officers off and we were reducing staff and had consolidated into two shifts, then that would make sense to me from a management standpoint. But if we're not laying anybody off and we're not changing any of our numbers, again, it's just another threat to the public. So we're doing away with something for no reason.
Fair enough. Anyone else? Roger, you had your hand up.
I had one final question. As far as going on the assumption that the levy does not pass in November, we have to do the layoffs. Have you guys come up with is the board going to continue putting the levies on like next May?
We have to.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Because anytime that there is I think that we would be not serving the public correctly if there's a need and we don't put it on. Even if they keep voting it down, for us to not put it on would be like a dereliction of duty, because when there's a need and et cetera for the community gets to decide
but we have to put it on in order for them to decide.
I think Francis was sitting in the meeting that I spoke at, the public meeting.
Last week?
Was it last week or week before last? The first one right after the levy. And I told everyone that was here. I, for one, felt defeated when the levy failed. I think all of us did, yeah, along with you all. But I'm not done fighting for you. This department needs to be here. And as long as have a breath in my body, whether I'm a trustee or not, I will fight for the township to get funding for it, permanent funding for the police department. Because you guys are valuable. You catch a lot of shit, but you, well, I don't care if it's 12 meetings or not.
I know, but I'm just reminding you. It's easy to think we're just sitting here.
Well, no, I don't care. I mean, you do it, they do. And it's not fair. And the ones that have given you that aren't willing to sit in a cruiser and ride with you and see the crap you guys have to put up with for 2 hours, let alone for a whole shift. But anything else? Anything else we can do for you?
Questions I have were answered.
I don't know that officer's name back there, or resident.
No one.
I'm assuming, okay. I think I've seen you out on patrol. That's why I thought you were an officer.
I'll see him everywhere.
Yeah. I wave at him thinking he's someone else, but.
He's undercover.
I think, you know, Pollock left. I thought I'd mistaken him for Pollock one day and I was waving at him. I think he thought I was nuts. But do you have anything you want to ask or any concerns?
That's like saying you thought Holly was Pollock. All that hair.
I've never seen Holly with her hair down. It's always up in a bun. Whenever I see you, it's in uniform. I didn't recognize her when she came in. I was like, wow, residents coming in the back door. Wow.
Yeah,
it's, this is not something that's been easy. Yep.
I'm not trying to refute anything that the Sarge said. It was services rendered, and if the public saying that, you know, their main gripe is sometimes that they don't see it. Because we're, you know, up at Tribune and heading on a wreck, and someone in the triangle needs help, and it takes us 20 minutes through traffic to get there. I mean, that's something we deal with daily.
Yeah.
But we have lost, what, 4 or 5 part-time guys, and we replaced them with one.
Yeah.
So we're thin.
Yeah.
Public don't care because the bad guys don't take a day off.
No. They don't. And, you know, you guys have got to work together. Whether you guys agree with all this or not, I hope it can stay here and not affect you guys. Since you guys are men and women, we're all adults here, and I go to bat for you all the time. I don't want, no offense to any of you, I don't want to see you in the neighborhood because there's a problem. There's a problem in my neighborhood. But
can I add something else?
Yeah.
Also with you, you're saying that you want to put it on permanent, and I everyone here agrees with that too, of course, because we want stability.
I want to find permanent funding.
No, I understand that. I hope it goes permanent too someday. Okay. But if it doesn't, and we start over again, do you know what it's like to get another crew like we have now?
No. It's going to be hard.
You won't.
You won't.
You won't. No, you won't.
You won't.
No. Mm-hmm.
And that's what, and the sad thing is that's what the public don't understand.
The public doesn't care.
No. This is their way. Yeah, I'm not going to go down that road, but no, it's yeah, you're not going to get. We have, and I've told many people this, that we have the best in Franklin County. Yep.
Look at the run volume. For the bodies that we have.
Yeah, it's
nobody
and
wants
the miles
it.
Miles and the gas that we spend getting there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Bad guys don't take a day off.
Yeah. Nope.
Business is good.
And the less the less of you there is, the better their business is. And, but
so, Mr. Chairman, if there's nothing else,
I will. I want to make sure everybody's had a chance to say anything. Because we're here.
Well, probably I had, before we close, just since, I guess, Chief, since we got a real good idea of the way it's going to go right now, with the part-timers not working and everything. Off the top of your head, and we'll probably have to do a little discussion on this for sure, is do we kind of know how we're going to line up the hours and shifts and times?
They have to.
We talked some briefly.
We've already done that. The new schedule takes effect tomorrow morning.
Does that affect even with the part-timers not being a part of that schedule?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Everyone's clear? Everyone's got everything off their chest that they want to at this point in time?
And just like I plead with everybody that I see in the township and you guys as well, there's no better guy to ask somebody for their vote than you folks. Yeah. I mean, it's, you know how to talk to them, you know what to say, and you know what's required. So let's see if we can put as much into it as we can, and it works, believe me. I mean, we had almost had a success this time, and that's right. If you do get, like Jim says, if we do get, we were desperate the last time, and I, with John and Don Cook, I pretty much begged them, let's go for a 5-year deal. You remember that? Nobody wouldn't want to talk about permanent at the time. And, you know, they listened enough and they jumped on and passed the 5-year deal. Now, what should we have done in the meantime? I was hoping that we could build some good, real good consensus with the public. And after that 5-year thing was gone, I was hoping that we could prove enough to the public that we could get them talked into a permanent levy, and then it would have put us, you know, where we should be, and room to grow as time went on there. But yeah, I mean, it's hard to convince somebody when they're short on money too. They mm-hmm. are.
Well, that's where the 5-year levy, we can sit up here and whip a dog until
exactly right.
But
it did give us 5 years. It bought us 5 years, and now we're right back here. But I believe we're in a little better shape than we were 5 years ago, because I don't even think we had this many people left 5 years ago, did we, Chief?
No, we were down to 4.
That's what I thought. So we did. We made some good headway there. And none of you guys had. Really, there's been some really good people come through these doors here. And, yeah. You know, for very.
It's our job to find the permanent funding, though, and we failed.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you, gentlemen.
Yep. I will adjourn this meeting.
And lady.
Kevin,
I'll never forget Holly.
The time is 3:50 on 4/24/2022.